In the name of the Father, and the Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The Lord, in many occasions, made this likeness between us and the salt. And we all know that as Christians, we are called to be light to the world and salt to the earth. Also, to emphasize on the same meaning, we see in the bathing prayers when the priests go and goes to any of the houses where a newborn, the people are celebrating his bathing prayers. They both throw few like drops of salt in the water in order also to attract the attention of this calling for us to be salt of the earth. So how we are likened to the salt? How we should be living as salt of the earth? First of all, the salt in itself is a very cheap material, one among the cheapest. If you go and buy salt, I think its price only in the container. The substance itself is like almost without value. But because, in spite of the fact that it has no value in itself, its value comes from the function it performs. No one of us, of course, would be able to eat any food without salt. Because of the function of the salt, it is priceless. It is very cheap as a material, but its function is priceless. So we are called to be the same as well. We in ourselves, if we choose to live by ourselves, then we have no value whatsoever. But when we have the value, when we start to function as Christians. If I decide to live in my life only to satisfy myself, this kind of selfish life that maybe the world is around us is promoting so much, actually we become like a salt who choose not to function. At that time it has no value, no meaning whatsoever. We are called to give taste to the world. We are called to function. We are called to help each other. We are called to wash the feet of each other. We are called to think of other people around us, not only to think of me and what is I'm going to benefit, what I'm going to have out of this relationship or of me coming to the church. A lot of relationships, they do not continue successfully because everyone is minded to live for what I am going to benefit. What me as a salt is going to gain out of this. What I am going to like benefit from this relationship. If I am a husband or a wife, then what I am to gain out of this? If I am come to the church, why I am to gain out of this? If I come to the Sunday school, sometimes people think, what I'm going to gain out of this? But we never think, what I'm going to contribute? What I'm going to put in order to share, to give taste to the world around me? Living only thinking of myself at that time, actually, I lose this function. I am no more a salt, because the salt cannot live by itself, cannot stand by itself. It will be nothing. As the Lord said, it will be thrown out and trampled under the foot of men. So the first thing that we have to remember, that we are called salt because we are called to live, to serve. We are called to function. We are called to think of the people around us. It is not only me and I and what I'm going to benefit out of being here or living there or sharing those people's life. The second thing, how we are likened to salt, is the salt has to dissolve or to disappear to do its function. Actually, if any of us is tasting a food and you can recognize under your tongue that there is this salt, then actually you will say that the food is, there is something wrong in it. The salt, in order for it to function, it has to dissolve, it has to disappear completely. And usually the people, when they taste the good food, usually they praise maybe the cook, maybe they say this was a very good food, but no one says the salt has done excellent work here. What is the meaning out of this? Yes, we are requested to work and function and to do something to the world where we are living, to contribute something, but meanwhile, if we make ourselves known, if we try to take the praise for ourselves, if it is me who have done this, it is me who have contributed that, it is us boasting, then actually at that time also I am not salt. The salt by definition in order to work effectively has to disappear. This is exactly the same how we are here, all members in the church, but meanwhile, glory only goes to whom? To God. Yes, every one of us has something to share. Every one of us is doing something in order for this body, this organization, to prosper. But meanwhile, at the end of the day, no names are written here on the church saying this is the church of X and Y. This is not the church of Abuna Fulan or the Bishop Alain. No, it is the church of Christ. Glory only goes to him. If we compete in order to show off, in order to say, here I am, this is what I am doing, look what I am doing here in this church of God, at that time, even if I'm doing miracles, if I'm casting demons, here actually, I lost the function as a salt. Salt has to dissolve, to disappear completely. He has to make himself or itself not known, not recognized. Otherwise, we will be losing our function as salt. Think of yourself and your contribution. First of all, am I contributing? Am I functioning as a salt? And number two, am I really trying to dissolve and disappear and give glory to God? Or I am trying to compete with God in order to gain the praise to myself? This is applied on the church, applied to our houses as well. As a parent, a father or a mother, or even as one of the members, am I trying to dissolve and make only the name of God be known, or I try to make it very clear, this is me who have done this, I am who I am, I am the one who have done this and contributed that. Sometimes even we put before our children ourselves as God. It is me who is giving you this. It is Baba or Mama who have brought this. Look how much I'm doing to the house, how much I'm contributing to the family. You have to understand and recognize and acknowledge, where is God in this story then? He disappears totally. And then we want ourselves to be before our children as gods. Even like maybe if they bow before us and offer sacrifice, this will be not enough. So here, in order for all us to be salt, first of all, we have to function. We have to think what I'm doing to the people around me, how I'm contributing. Number two, I have to disappear, to dissolve, in order for God to be glorified and praised by himself. Number three, the salt preserves the food from decay. We all know this. If you put something salt in it, it is not going to be decayed. As we sometimes eat in the Monday after the resurrection, people eat fish, which is very salted. If you leave it for years, nothing is going to happen to it. So the same also we are in the world, to preserve the world from corruption. We are to function as preservatives to the world. So it's a great danger when we think that we should be likened to the world. I have to similar to them. Actually, at that time, what will happen? I will lose my function as a salt, and the world around me will keep on being corrupted over and over and over. If I share the world what they are in, I will share them their decay, their corruption. And I'm not called to do so. I am not to say bad words like the people around me. I am not called to steal like the people who are around me. I am not called to lust and live in fornication. Like the culture, it's teaching that fornication is something funny or something acceptable. We are not called to live like this. On the contrary, I have to stand to the truth. I have to show that I am salt. I should preserve the community around me, not to share it in its corruption. Always think about yourself this way. I am in this particular place, in this house, with this group, in this school, in this workplace, to work as a salt, to preserve it from corruption, in the best of my ability, of course. I have always to stand and say that I'm not going to share this. On the contrary, I am here to be a blessing for the place. I am here to let the light of the Lord shine upon you. I am here to work as a salt, to preserve the place from corruption. So are we doing this? Are we living as preservatives, or we already lost our flavor, and we are no more functioning as a salt? Wherever we are, we get the taste of the medium. If I'm in a bad medium, then I taste like them. If I'm a good medium, then I will disappear with them as well. Number four, The salt always is a sign of a covenant. We read this in the Bible saying, it is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord with you and your descendants with you, as written in the book of Numbers. Still till now, when we say that we have some sort of covenant between group of people, we say that we ate together bread and salt. It's the same. On the Bible, it still applies. They say that the people, whenever they have a treaty, a covenant, then they bring bread and salt and they eat. And the salt will be a sign of a covenant. We are salt because we live in a covenant. It is not optional for us that we come out of the covenant with God and saying, I will be living with my own rules. He had the covenant from his side. He bought me with his blood. I am no more to live to myself. There is a treaty. He bought my life, my eternity with his blood. Then, as a salt, I have to acknowledge this covenant and live up to it. If we come out of the covenant, then we are salt. Then we breach the covenant. And we all know how it is very hard for a person to be named as a betrayer. I betrayed the covenant. Always think of yourself this way. It is not something that if I go after God, it's well, it's fine, I can do that. But if I come out of it, I feel like I am free to do it. No, you are not free. You are in a covenant. You are in a treaty. He made it and he sealed it with his blood. And you as a soul have to remember this and respect this covenant. Not only we are in a covenant with God that we have to respect, we are also in a covenant with those people whom God made around us. If you are a husband, then you have a covenant with your wife in order to respect her and be loyal to her. If you are a wife, you are in a covenant with your husband. You have to respect him, you have to keep him, you have to respect the covenant between you. If you are responsible for parents, you are parents responsible for children, you have a covenant with these kids to teach them and to raise them in the fear of God. You are a Christian, then you are a man of a covenant. You are a person who has a covenant. You respect it, you live up to it with all the sacrifices needed to keep this covenant in place. Also, being salt, this means that salt is always a symbol of wisdom. The children of God, they always seek after wisdom, and the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Why salt is always a symbol of wisdom? We hear St. Paul instructing the Colossians, saying, let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Why salt is a symbol of wisdom? Because excessive salt is bad, and little salt is bad as well. Then in order for the salt to be adjusted, it has to be like something very much balanced. In order for a person to be called a good cook, he has to balance the amount of salt. It is not too much, it is not too little. That's why salt is a symbol of wisdom, discernment, where exactly we should be going. What is the middle? What is the line, fine, very fine thread that we should be walking at between two extremes, two things which are not acceptable? Like, for example, now we started the fasting. Many of us maybe started, maybe some of us like didn't know that the fasting already started. But to start the fast, maybe we find attitudes like this. People do not fast at all and saying that I'm not going to benefit anything. What is changing the food is all about. I am tired of eating full and all of this vegetable all these 43 days. On the other hand, sometimes people with no discernment, they start the fasting by saying, I'm going to abstain till 5 or 6, and I never practiced fasting before. I am not up to this. I take it too much. I add too much salt. Then what's going to happen? After a week, I will get tired. I will come out of this fasting. I didn't benefit anything. Everything should be seasoned. Everything should be balanced in order for it to be adjusted and in wisdom. Our speech always should be always with wisdom. What we say and what we should not be saying, and when to say, and how to say it. Everything should be seasoned, everything should be tasted in order to be good. So today, my brethren, we are called to live as salt. When it comes to your ears that you are salt, always remember these 5 points. You have no value in yourself. Your value comes from the function. If you are not functioning, you are not salt. Number two, in order for you to live as a salt, you have to dissolve and disappear. Do your function, but let the name of the God be glorified. Number three, you are called to preserve the world, the community, the culture, the house, the church where you are living. Number four, you are in a covenant. You are not by your own living in your own ways under your own rules. You are in a covenant with God. You are in a covenant also with the people whom you are serving. Number five, be always wise. Seek after wisdom. It is how to be living as soul. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.